Okay, so last year, Grzegorz Morzynowski made a suggestion to amend the lay part, the LA part of the LaTeX logo. He wanted it to be more on the left or on the right or something, anyway. It's in the proceedings of the conference in 2007. And of course, it was a nice and small talk, and of course, in the end, someone has had to ask the question, what about the other part, the tech part? And as it happens, I discovered a few months later that there were quite a few things about this. So look at this. It's a book published recently, LaTeX for the Impatient in French, by friends of mine, which enables me to make advertisement from them. Oh, by the way, I think the problem of Gregor was this. He wanted the serif to be in the middle. But actually, if we enlarge this, the tech part. Do you see something?
It sticks up.
Yeah, it sticks up. So, and it's, I mean, it's real. It's, I noticed it on the printed edition, so you cannot be mistaken. And then I checked with the actual definition. And if you take computer model 10 and maybe also 12, you and the standard definition, you have exactly that. And interestingly enough, if you take computer model 17 points, you don't have that, which means they made a mistake because, of course, it was very big on the cover sheet, and they should have chosen CMR 17. But well, it was quite interesting to discover that. And then when I had the printed proceedings of the Eurobarometer conference last year, I checked Grzegorz's article, and then I discovered something even worse. I should maybe. Okay, so this was printed as an issue of the tugboat of the tug quarterly journal. So it used the macro of the tugboat, and the definition is different. It's here. So this is the tugboat, this is traditional. The box is lower by a smaller number in the tugboat definition, and you can see it quite clearly. Of course, on screen it's maybe not clear, so I have to enlarge again. But this is the traditional definition with something sticking up. And in the tugboat, it really sticks up. And you can see it here.
And the T sticks down.
Yeah, the T sticks down. Well, it's normal because that just lowers it to too less, too little.
What's the inline space in the tugboat? Is it smaller than normal?
No, I don't think so. And I can check it because Grzegorz's article, as well as a number, some articles were typeset independently with their own macros. And the rest of it were typeset with the tugboat macro. So sometimes you have two pages facing each other with different types of definition, including Gregor's article, I think. You can check it later. You really see the both definition. So afterward, I realized I really had to look at printed example because it was the most significant. And as it happens, I had a few other books, including this one. Where the hell is it on the left now? So this is the very first book about tech and Metaphone by Knuth, published in 78, which document tech and Metaphone 78, or Metaphone 79 and tech 78. And, it's here. So again, you can check it. I just scanned one page. And let's look at it. Of course, it was typeset at a much lower resolution than we would now. So you can probably not see much on the scan, but on some points, of course, he speaks about tech all the time, 50 times a page. Maybe I can show you once. So you remember the serif stick through the lower serif of the X. And here, I think one good example was maybe text designer here.
You can see clearly in the title page. Don't you have this kind of
yes, but it's not in computer modern, so it's not a good example.
Okay.
Yeah, no, but actually, you should see that it's more on the right side. the E is more on the right side, and so the serif is exactly behind the X. And it's I find it better. Anyway, you can check it later on. Maybe, yeah, here, tech hackers. No, too much.
Here.
I think you can see that. They probably can't on the screen, but I could on mine. Sorry, okay. So next example.
A very funny one again. It's a more recent example by 1990.
It's a book published in Slovenian
by the founder of the Slovenian tech user group. And here, the E is back on the right, on the left side, completely back on the left side.
But that's only about the tech logo. And incredibly enough, if you look at the LaTeX logo, for example, here, it's a very good example.
I suppose it's a stupid mistake by the authors. I mean, here it's lowered much too much, just much too low. It should be there. So I have the book here. Also. It's called Invitation to Tech in Slovenian. So,
this was about it. When I started thinking about it, I realized two things. First, that the traditional design of the tech logo only applies for serif fonts, because the point is for the serif to touch the other serif, so it makes no sense in non-serif fonts, like I have, because I have Ivona on my font. Here, it simply doesn't make sense at all. And so as further developments, I thought, that's interesting. I meant to say, of course, the serif of the E should exactly touch the serif of the X, in serif fonts, of course. And probably we should, if we want to do it properly, we should introduce new font diamonds. We should have font diamond 8 or 9 to be exactly the height of the serif on the E. And maybe you could even take in account the slant, because different serif fonts have different slants in their serifs. So if you want to make a sequel to Gregor's suggestions, you could probably introduce even more font dimensions, and of course try and incorporate them as open type features too.
Why don't we introduce a new Unicode just with a tech logo?
That wouldn't be accepted. Actually, we could probably try and do it, but one of the key principles is that they don't anchor logos. So, for example, the Apple could.
It's a ligature.
Yeah, it's a ligature. So it's exactly a font problem. It's exactly what Unicode considers a font problem.
But if you pronounce the middle E differently,
we can have it in our private area.
Yes, exactly. That's another kind of standardization from the tech side.
Via ligature.
Yeah. All kind of tech
logos. You know, like we had a euro font. Back in 2002, we had a euro font with thousands of euro.
Tech
logo. Oh, math language. Okay, thank you.
Questions?
Question or comment?
Oh, sorry.
Just missing that problems maybe in macro, there are some in metric information. Anyway, problems maybe also in font rendering. Because funny situation that for bitmap font, bitmap representation, final result of rendering may depend on device. And the second, for example, conversion of computer model produced by Y&Y or by Cage or by Malaysia differ.
Yeah, that's right. You can have font bugs too.
I presented last year some situation with this computer model A, and
yes, I remember it was.
Supposedly, for various devices with changing or also with changing blacker parameter, results may vary.
Yeah, of course, we may have problems with the font themselves, but. But in that case, it was really an ill-advised use of some macro trick. Sorry?
It was more than a few pixels.
Yeah, it was really not pixel or rendering or hinting. It was really like. And I have no idea why the Tagbot does such an ugly thing with it.
They have a very tight inline spacing, so maybe they just want to.
Squeeze it a bit.